It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Is that how we're going to start it?
That's how we're going to start it.
Is that how we're going to start it?
Actually, yeah, I was going to edit that part out, but no.
Hell with it.
Hell with it.
It's the podcast.
It's our podcast. We do whatever the hell we want.
You know what? You're getting the real deal.
That's right. What's going on, everybody? It's Brock and Hunter, Plan B After Show podcast. We are rapidly approaching Christmas. Now, if you're Jewish, this podcast doesn't apply to you because we're talking about Christmas presents. You can listen.
Yeah, fast forward 14 minutes.
That's right. There you go. To the end. See you later. have you gotten your Christmas shopping done? Have you done any Christmas shopping yet? Are you
kidding me? Christmas what?
We still got like a week and a half left. Yeah.
You know when I do my Christmas shopping? Yeah. The 24th. It's great.
Great deals. Great deals. Yeah. You don't overpay at all on Christmas Eve.
Okay, hey, another gift card. Thanks, Hunter.
Appreciate it. Really thought this one out. Huh? Yeah. Very thoughtful.
Do you like gift cards?
I do, actually. Yeah. I'm at the point now in my life where there's nothing in my life that I can't buy for myself or I would want someone to buy for me. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
I don't like gift cards.
You know?
No, hell no.
Why not?
Because it's kind of a, okay, I'm going to give you some money. But you got to spend it here. Nowhere else.
Well, okay, so like if it's a...
Give me a Visa card.
What about like an Amazon gift card?
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, yeah. Amazon's I guess that good. Is like a Visa. That is like a... So you're saying like a specific, if I gave you a gift card to, let's say, like Applebee's or whatever, you'd be like, what the hell?
No, I mean, of course I'm not going to be like, what the hell?
No, I want you to say that.
What the hell?
What the hell?
No, I'm appreciative.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of a weird thing, isn't it?
I get what you're saying. I kind of get that.
It's like you're giving money away, but it's like... Does it make it more thoughtful that you're giving money away that you can only spend at one place? So it's like, okay, I did go out somewhere, and I did do something.
Yeah,
you know, I thought of you.
Yeah, I was at McDonald's, and I thought, huh, you know who else likes McDonald's? There you go. I'm going to give you a McDonald's gift card.
You know, I mean, if you got just straight up cash, would you be like,
No, of course not.
Who would?
At this point, cash is king. It really is. As an adult, cash is king. And the only thing now, and I tell my mom, because she doesn't listen, and if I could tell her till I'm blue in the face, Ma, I don't need anything. Don't get me anything. Mm-hmm. Stop it. She'll still end up giving me like some socks or maybe like a new stocking cap or something. And actually, I'm like, okay, that's nice. You can never have too many socks, nice, big, comfy socks. I could throw out some old pair. Mm-hmm. But that's where I'm at now in my life is like, all right, yeah. Give me socks. Give me underwear. Yeah. As a kid, I'm like, what the hell?
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb on this one.
Yeah.
If you get cash for any kind of gift, Christmas, birthdays, whatever, and you look at and you think in your head, that's really thoughtless.
Yeah.
It's a thoughtless gift. You know what? You're a piece of trash.
You are a real piece of trash.
What, you don't want money?
Yeah, no,
it's thoughtless.
You did put a thought into it. Well, I thought you would use some money.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right, you broke bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I'm giving you money. It's a hint. Yeah, hey, you don't need any other garbage. Yeah. Here's some money.
It's a thoughtless gift.
Have you ever returned a gift?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
I don't think I have.
I have. I've returned a few gifts. Yeah. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, but you know what? The gift receipt's on there. You got me one. You tried. Okay, I'm going to return it. Wedding gifts? Dude, I returned a lot of our wedding gifts. But also, too, Chris and I didn't have a huge registry. We had some people, though, that like bought us stuff. I'm like, that wasn't even on the registry. I don't need this thing. I think there was one. It was like a crystal dining set.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It was not cheap. And I was like, well, I appreciate it's a thought, but I don't need, this is ridiculous.
What made you think that I need this?
A crystal dining set. You know what? I get my dining stuff from Walmart because it's dining stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't need a super expensive thing.
Now, here's a question for you. And you can't lie.
Yep.
All right. Have you ever re-gifted?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't think I've re-gifted either.
I won't say it was like a, it was a re-gift for like a white elephant.
Oh, okay.
Like I got something and I'm like, all right, I'm never going to use this. You know what? This is perfect for a white elephant, you know.
Usually turns into the joke where people just keep re-gifting it.
Yeah,
every
exactly.
Year.
There's always one or everything. But, you know, sometimes you get something that you're not going to use. Okay, well, here you go. And someone's like, oh, I've wanted this. And it works out perfectly. Yeah. It works out perfectly. So I have, Kiki and I decided not to do Christmas gifts this year because we went to Ireland And we've basically just kind of taken care of any gift that we would want. I bought myself a truck, you know, and so we're kind of at the point where we're good. We got some other things, you know, Packers tickets. It's all stuff like that.
I love it when we do the, you know, we're not going to buy gifts for each other this year. We're not just not going to do it. We do it with the family sometimes, my sisters, you know, the wife and I, you know, we're just not going to, we're not going to do gifts this year. You know why I love it? Because I always get a gift anyway.
You did.
And make everybody feel like a piece of trash. I love it.
You're like,
oh, I forgot. But here you go anyway. Yeah,
Kiki and I just had this talk. She's like, you sure? Because I usually do that to her. I buy her. And I will say, Kiki is not very good at gifts. Mm-hmm. And what I mean is, like, I you know, I'm going to brag a little bit. I'm very thoughtful on gifts. I remember stuff. I do meaningful things. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm like always writing stuff down. Like, oh, she mentioned this. So I write it down. And then I'm like, oh, this would be perfect. So I think about gifts. Like, I remember I got her a signed George Brett baseball card, and she literally broke down in tears. Because it's just, I pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah.
But for me, and I don't blame her, it's just, I'm always either taking care of myself, but I also don't talk about things that I want all that often. Mm-hmm. I just either get them or I just kind of keep it to myself. So she's always like, you promise you're not getting me anything. And this year I really didn't get, well, actually, no, I got her one thing. Mm-hmm. I haven't told her about yet, but it's literally going to cost $1. That's all it is. But yeah, we decided not to do gifts this year, and I'm fine with that because there's nothing that we need to do.
I always like to give gifts that I can use too, you know.
That's really.
Last year, I got my wife a pellet gun. Thanks.
Here you go, honey. Your own pellet gun.
Can I play with it?
It's got your initials on it, Hunter. Oh well, I mean, I guess I'll take it if you really don't want.
You're not gonna use it. That's my style.
You're the worst.
The worst.
You're the worst. Here's some pans. Go make me some food.
All right.
So I still got some little things to do for the family, the folks, and the nieces and nephews and everything like that. But otherwise, there's not too much left. Yeah. Not too much left that time of year. You see, the worst part is when you start stressing about gifts, then it's not fun anymore. Then it's like, you know what, the holidays are ruined at that point.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, if you could have one thing this year, what would it be?
Oh, my wife already knows what it is.
Yeah, some ass. Yeah.
A very specific part. It's all I want. I've asked for it for the last 8 years. Haven't gotten it.
A sex robot?
Yeah, sex robot. All actually, right. Yeah. No, I changed my answer. Sex robot.
like back in the day, the MyPal robot.
Yeah.
The MyPal robot has turned into something else.
It has.
It's the new version.
Yeah. It's the MyPal robot that you can have sex with. Slutty MyPal.
Still has the basketball hoop on his chest and the little dartboard you can throw at him. But now... But now comes with a vagina. Because he's my pal.
I'm shooting different things into that basketball hoop. Oh! I think this is like the third podcast in a row I've ruined.
Yeah, we brought up sex robots.
Count it. Let's see if we can do that. That should be the thing now.
Yeah.
We end every podcast somehow. We bring it back to sex robots. All right. Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to listen to our other podcasts. You got them all right there. You can download and listen to them wherever. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on 107.1 on your FM dial. And also explore more at WIRX.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
Where
sex robots will soon be available. All right. We'll see you guys next time.
I like potatoes.
What?